Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Welcome to This Week Health. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Today, we have an interview in action from the 2024 conferences, the spring conferences, Vive in LA, HIMSS in Orlando. Special thanks to our sponsors, Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can check them out on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Now, on to our interview.
Hi, it's Drex from This Week Health, and we are here at the big HIMSS 2024 show. I'm really lucky to have Didi with me. Have you seen, what do you think? How's everything going here?
This show is amazing this year. I have to say I'm busy. I worked at HIMSS, I don't know if you knew that, for 3 years. And other than when I worked here, I think it's a busy, busy week, but it's been so productive. And I've seen so many people. Some that I haven't seen for 20 years.
It's home week, right?
That's what it feels like. Like,
you haven't seen for 10 years show up and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's been amazing. I've actually had a good week.
That's awesome. We're here to talk about the Scoria Project, but a good way to start this is always tell me a little bit about your background and your history and how did you wind up.
Okay, so I'll try to keep it as short as possible.
Okay, do your best this month.
Starting off, I've been here 34 years doing healthcare, IT, interoperability, all of those things. So I started working in a healthcare organization, a hospital, a university hospital. Worked there for 4 years. I left the hospital and started working with vendors. Worked with vendors for 16 years. I started with a dot-com company called Omnicell, and then moved up to the ranks, and the last vendor I worked for was a company called Eclipsys, which is now Altera.
So, I've heard of all those.
Yeah, just connecting those dots. Worked there, left there to come to work for him. It's worked here for 3 years, and if you've seen the interoperability showcase not too far from here, I started that monster.
Good for you.
I'm a proud mother to say that it crossed Greenville, and I'm so proud, but I watched the first one here in the States. The first ones in Europe and the first ones in Asia. Left there and actually started my own company. Did that for 7 years. Held a lot of executive roles. At one point, I was a CTO for the state of Tennessee, where I live. Interim CEOs at some health information exchanges. All things interoperability. Closer to home. And one of my contracts was with the Sequoia Project. And it was to run a testing program. Because one of my passions is you got to test so you know what you don't know. How well is your system working? So I started the first testing program there. And here I am 11 years later. I now run 8 testing programs. My official title is Vice President of Informatics, Conformance, and Interoperability, meaning I wear lots of hats.
All right.
So I represent us as the standards bodies. I bring back the feedback of improvements that could be made to the standard. Working on 8 testing programs that I am responsible for. The latest one is for the RCE. Our role is the Recognized Coordinator. So I just launched that last year, which now has 7 QHINs designated. And then I also do this thing called data usability. And I'm trying to make that happen in the real world.
It's amazing. I'm tired just listening to all of that thing.
I try to keep it short, but yeah.
Very impressive. So tell us then more specifically about the Sequoia Project and the work that you all are doing in the near term, and then we can talk about too, like long-term work.
Perfect. You know, the Sequoia Project is a nonprofit. We're based in Washington, D.C. We started in April of 2012, so we're just about to celebrate now our anniversary again. We started actually launching the large network now known as the eHealth Exchange. So that's kind of what we started with when ONC, who had been incubating that as the Nationwide Health Information Network, I call it putting their baby up for adoption. We took it over. Marianne Yeager, my CEO, my boss, actually was already working with it, had a passion to start it. Started from there. In 2014, that was one network. We were approached by other networks saying, we want to figure out how we can interoperate together. So we launched something called Care Quality. Care Quality now has 50 networks connected, exchanging 9 billion clinical documents per year. So with that experience of care quality, in August of 2019, we were engaged with ONC as the recognized coordinating entity. So we've been doing that since then. So that's kind of the latest, taking what we've learned from care quality to inform the government-endorsed network frame to make this real, so that you eliminate those business associate agreements between organizations that just scale roles. So we work on that. And then we also have something called Interoperability Matters, which helps us bring those, what are those pain points the industry is having? For instance, data usability, public health, privacy and consent, all those really difficult things that really need some help.
And they're kind of fundamental to the whole.
They are. And so we pride ourselves in being a convener to try to convene these public-private groups, government agencies, and try to help make baby step improvements along the way.
Standards, groups, all of those folks come together as your manager. Very interesting.
In the ever-evolving world of health IT, staying updated isn't just an option, it's essential. Welcome to This Week Health, your daily dose of news, podcasts, and expert commentary designed specifically for healthcare professionals like yourself. Discover the future of health IT news with This Week Health. Our new news aggregation process brings you the most relevant hand-picked stories from the world of health IT, curated by experts, summarized for clarity, and delivered directly to you. No more sifting through irrelevant news, just pure focused content to keep you informed and ahead. Don't be left behind. Start your day with insight at the intersection of technology and healthcare. This Week Health, where information inspires innovation.
Data usability, data operation.
Passionate about it,
Tell us more about that. I'd love to hear.
So I'm very happy and grateful that our board of directors prioritize data usability as one of the things we need to focus on. And it's not a one and done. They're saying they want to support us at least for a decade or more. It's going to take a while to fix this. But we launched our data usability work group in October of 2020. We vet for 2 years, basically got the industry to give us their pain points. What are the problems with data usability that you're experiencing? We have three high-level use cases. Provider-to-provider exchange. What are those problems? Provider to public health or public health back to provider, because that's important. And also the healthcare entity to consumer. Me as a patient, and I'm a consumer, a caregiver. I'm a caregiver to my father and my mother-in-law. How do I improve those things? So how do we improve those situations and use cases? So we had pain points come from all over across the industry. We prioritized those and we put out implementation guidance 2 years later in December of 2022. So it took us 2 years to reach consensus on what is that next step we can do to make a difference. So we put out the publication December 2022. And you know what? It was fun because folks actually had awareness and there's guidance in there. In fact, COVID brought a whole bunch of value sets that no one knew about. So we put those in there so people would become aware. So we did that and we started right back in February of 23 working on version 2. So we're currently working on version 2 right now. But we didn't want version 1 to sit on a shelf and collect dust. We wanted to have it become implementable and actually be adopted by the industry in general. So we partnered with AHIMA, the American Health and Information Management Association, as a co-sponsor, and we launched what we call Data Usability Taking Root, so that we can actually get folks to implement that guidance. So we launched that in July of last year, and I'm happy to say we have a community of practice of about 60 organizations backing us and actually helping us move the needle.
Training and education kind of programs or?
All of the above. Uh-huh. So the community of practice that we created developed what we call priority, what are the things that we need to help you be successful? So the top three priority items that they focused on was, we need to have a scorecard. How do we hold each other accountable to see that we've actually made some kind of progress? How do we do a readiness checklist to see how, if I'm a hospital system or an ambulatory provider or a public health agency, how do I know what I need to do? And then we also just launched a press release out last Friday. We have a new testing tool where we're going to have that available for folks to learn what they don't know. How bad is my data
back
when
to
it comes
to the readiness
in?
Part.
Right?
Exactly. Sometimes you just need somebody else to help you.
You don't know what you don't know.
Where to start.
So that's what we're starting with. And then the community of practice will continue working with us to help us understand what we can do to help them by providing educational resources, webinars, what we would call ongoing workshops. We had one at AHIMA, convened clinician workshops.
Yeah, that totally like that. Makes sense. I mean, leveraging organizations like AHIMA, HIMSS, and others.
Yes.
Put on regional data usability.
Yes. Yeah. And in fact, that's one of the reasons I'm so busy here at HIMSS. I just came from another presentation in one of our partners' booths where they highlighted our work and recorded it. They're going to post that. And that's it. We need everybody to create the buzz to make this happen, because it's going to take all of us working together to actually move the needle.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to create some buzz with this.
We'd love that. Thank you.
I really appreciate you being here today, you know, spending some time with us. Anything else? One of the things that always happens is at the end of the interview, we turn off the cameras, and somebody says, I wish I would have talked about this one other thing. So here's your chance. What's that one other thing?
I want people to look at pledging. So go to sequoiaproject.org. Go there to initiatives, data usability, pledge. Even if you're just a supporter, helping evangelize this within your organization or sharing it with the peers, I'd love for folks to go out there and at least consider it. You pledge, there's no cost or anything. All we're doing is helping spread the word. So I think that would be great. Thank
you. That's fantastic. Absolutely. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
I will.
And we'll see you around soon.
All right. Again, thanks for the opportunity.
Of course.
Have a great day.
You too.
Welcome to Vibe 2024, live from Los Angeles. And we are fortunate enough today to be joined by Erica Williams, who is the Regional Technology Officer for Ascension Health. Erica, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sarah.
What are you most excited about to see at Vibe this year?
You know, what I love about Vibe is that there's so much content, and I use it as an opportunity for my professional development.
Okay.
You never know, you think you know what the topics are going to be, but with the focus groups and the conversations, you just never know what you're going to learn and take away.
Excellent. If you could find one solution on the floor this week to bring back to your health system, what would it be?
That's a difficult one. Our focus for our organization, especially with our size, is around interoperability. If I can snap my fingers and fix that problem across multiple different systems and across multiple different hospitals, I think that would be the win. I don't know that we have that magic wand out there, but that's what I'm looking for. And also anything else that can help to improve our clinician experience from physicians to nurses, those are things that are going to put layers as well.
Yep. I keep hearing about people looking for the ambient solutions for the providers. And so
those are pretty exciting.
They're exciting, and everyone's on the hunt for them. Yeah. That and the AI component of what's going on. So I'll be curious to follow up with you post-conference and be like, did you find what you were looking for? And if so, how do we continue those conversations and ideations that we bring forward?
Right.
All right. Most important question for you, I hope, the whole time you're at Vibe. You could pick any fictional character to be your life coach. Who would it be?
So you might give a lot, but I am a diehard Ted Lasso fan. And what I love about him is that he made compassionate leadership, right? So as a female leader, that wasn't always cool to be a compassionate leader. So he as a male leader within a storyline and to combat it compassionately and find success that way, I think was such a great win.
I love that you said that. You're the second person who's picked Ted Lasso. When you think about it, and here's why Ted is so popular, I believe, and will continue to be, for he came to Richmond to coach them. He didn't know anything about soccer. He used his network and his ability to connect with people to create a championship. And that's probably everybody's looking for, whether it's football or soccer or healthcare. When you do it together, it makes it a whole lot more possible.
That's right. It really is all about the people.
It is.
Getting in with them and focusing on becoming an organization that's people-focused will make a difference regardless of you know what's going on specifically within.
You can't know it all the time.
No.
So if you can source it, you can always figure it out.
That's right.
Great. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
To see you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this Interview in Action episode. If you found value in this, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and, in some cases, start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you could do that, that would be great. And we want to give a big thanks to our partners who make this possible: Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can learn more about them by visiting thisweekhealth.com/partners. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.